I don't even know where to start. Moment. Write the vision and make it plain. That's what Ms. Calhoun did for JRAV, and that's what she does for public housing residents. We are here to change the paradigm, how you think about public housing residents. And in doing that, I'll tell you how Ms. Calhoun's vision, I read a different definition for Jubilee. It said something about a 25-year event or a celebration. Ms. Calhoun's been in this work for about 25 years. So she's about to see her jubilation. We are a resident-owned business for residents, by residents. Yes, we work up under the CMHA stream, but we are not CMHA. We are the residents. We plan, we work very hard together. There are six P's that I read and something else that Peter had posted on one of his websites. Six P's to prosperity. And what we do at the Business and Service Coordination Center are those six things. Planning. We analyze who in our, among our residents has the capacity and a skill that is marketable, that can bring them income. Whether it's cutting down a tree or braiding the neighbor's hair. How are we making our money? So we analyzed that, and then we found out, wow, there's a whole lot of people making a whole lot of money around here. Now, how can we get that money to the mainstream and get them working on the table instead of under the table? So we brought all the people together. We call those resident-owned businesses. We brought them all together and we say, how can we support you? What is it that you need? What certification that you may need? What documentation, clerical work, whatever you need so that you can bid and become an established business? So that's the second. That's the second. The third P. The first P was planning. We planned. The third P was the people. The next P is partner, collaboration. We collaborated with Peter Block, the Urban League, even CMHA. Even though sometimes we have to fight with them about the collaboration, because we come to get what's ours. They have monies that were there for Section 3 residents, not just to employ them, but to improve them. That money is supposed to not just develop the land, but it should be developing the people. And now we're telling them, we got the people. We're ready to be developed. Harness. We're harnessing our powers by speaking as one. We know y'all see things on the news, on television. They'll never show you the good stuff that goes on in public housing. They'll never show it to you. But there's good every single day that goes on there. In my community, we have a community garden that yielded 390 pounds of food last year. That was given out free to every single resident. We have a summer enrichment program that fed over 120 kids breakfast and lunch all summer. You didn't see it on the news. But as soon as there's a shooting, we're there. We also have now purchased. We're teaching our resident-owned businesses how to work with each other. If you get the contract, then subcontract with your brother. So we're going to get that money. We're going to keep it in the loop of public housing. And then we're going to grow the next person and the next person. The major thing, and what I think you all can help us do, is the last P, policy making. We can do all we can as JRAV to build up businesses and build up people and set things in order the way they should be. But if the people that are sitting in the chairs making the policies and creating the systems that prevent those businesses from thriving, then all of our work is in vain, because they'll never grow, because there's something put in place to stop them. I came from a project, that's what we called them, but they were better kept than they are today. There were more resources than there are today. That's why I do what I do in my community, because I know what residents can do when they come together. Unlike belief, I am a college graduate. I have an associate's degree. I was told I was not college material, but I graduated magna cum laude. I am currently studying for my bachelor's degree in business with a concentration on entrepreneurship. My coworker is in school. She's a college student. She's working on her bachelor's in community health work. We have a lot of people who are going to school, going to work, and trying to do the right thing. But if we can't get people like you all and your friends to work on changing those systems and policies, then we're going to be in trouble. We're just going to be working, turning our wheels, but those systems and policies have got to change. HUD continues to cut the funding. Eventually, there will be no public housing if people don't wake up and change the systems and policies that keep people there. Thank you.